the meaning of shall. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The Secretary of the Treasury has issued a letter explaining that the IRS cannot lawfully provide the president's tax returns. That has surprised many people because the language of the law on this seems to be pretty clear. It says, quote, upon written request from the chairman of the Committee on Ways and Means, which is what we have, the secretary shall furnish such committee with any return, etc. So I checked with the various online dictionaries, both American
shall,
and British.
What is the meaning of shall?
Shall.
And they agree. The word shall is used in laws, regulations, or directives to express what is mandatory. So then I double-checked with reporter David Farenthold at the Washington Post.
The law is clear. The law says he shall do it.
No wiggle room.
The law says if the congressional committee asks, the Treasury Secretary shall produce these documents.
And as for Secretary Mnuchin's demand that there be a legislative purpose?
That loophole does not exist in the law, so he's breaking the law.
Breaking the law? That doesn't seem likely that a high government official would try to break the law. All I can think is that there must exist somewhere a Supreme Court ruling redefining shall as meaning not mandatory, but optional. Wait a minute. The Ten Commandments just got a whole lot easier to follow. But it does sort of ruin the Second Amendment. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.